This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to have you with us here for In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and I want to welcome Jeanette McDaniel with us. She is president of the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Roger.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about a special event that is coming up. But let me ask you, Jeanette, let me ask you first of all, what does the Women's Auxiliary do with the Salvation Army? I've talked to the folks, you know, the commanders in charge.
Correct.
But what is your role?
Well, actually, most people, I have a misconception that we're just part of the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we are a group of volunteers that are an extension of the Salvation Army. And we did not have a group here in Tyler until the 1980s.
Oh, okay.
The Salvation Army actually had a building that they were using as a retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
Across from where the facility is now on Broadway, and it burned. And they were not going to be able to rebuild it because it would take too much money and they did not have it.
Right.
And about seven women just were heartfelt for the Salvation Army and knew how worthy a mission it was. And so they started raising money, having events and of course, it doesn't sound that significant in these days' terms, but they raised like $1,000 at a bake sale.
Okay.
And that was like the first contribution to the Salvation Army.
Ah.
And then today.
You have to start somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it usually starts with a few and goes on up. But we have somewhere between 275 to 300 volunteers. We have no paid staff for the Salvation Army. We're just women.
Not even the president, eh?
Pardon?
Not even the president.
No, no one. And but we do function on their under their umbrella. But our purpose is to raise money to give to the Salvation Army. 100% goes to the division here in Tyler, Texas. And 100% of our proceeds go to their operating fund.
Oh, terrific.
And in today's terms, that $1,000 contribution has grown into excess of $100,000 a year. And we raise that money through our projects. And I'm hoping to tell you about one of our projects that we're having
Let's talk about it now, and then we can refresh their memories at the end of the interview. You have a big style show coming up.
Yes, and that is our major fundraiser for the year.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. Women in Tyler and the surrounding area really look forward to the style show every year. We will be having it at the Holiday Inn Convention Center there on Broadway.
Okay.
We are selling tickets now.
All right.
You can actually go online to the Salvation Army here in Tyler and you'd be able to do that. Or you can call you can call me, you could call, and I'll give you my phone number if you
Sure.
My phone number is 903-985-1305.
Okay.
And I would get you connected to the right person. Our tickets range in prices. We have general admission, and they are $60 a piece, and that does include the style show, a lovely meal, and a tremendous, very large silent auction.
Ah.
And so it's a lot of fun. People come, you know, it's 10:30 and we're pushing them out the door by 2, you know.
$60 for a meal and a show is not a bad deal, actually.
Well,
you know?
No, it's not. And that's our lowest price. We also have tables that sponsor 10 people. The ones that are the next level closest to the runway, which is the full length of the room, is $750 tables. So they're $75 a ticket.
Okay.
And there will be a host, and then she'll talk to her friends and get the money together for the $750. And then we have those, and we have, I think, maybe only one left at $1,000 table.
Okay.
Or $100 a ticket.
So there has to be a company out there that wants to sponsor a table and get all their people there.
That could be the case, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it is in a few things. But no, just general volunteers in the, mm-hmm. the Salvation Army Auxiliary will just, you know, secure a table, write okay. a check for $1,000, and then know that she's going to be able to sell the tickets and get her money back through her friends. So, okay. But, you know how women are. We always want to have the best seat.
Has to be. Was there a fight over who would be modeling for this?
No, I've actually, this is my fourth year to model.
Uh-huh.
And I was just asked.
I can see that.
So
I can see
it. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. We have wonderful businesses in mm-hmm. this area, you know, in Bullard, Henderson, Kilgore, mm-hmm. Longview, and Tyler, all the surrounding areas. And some of the bigger businesses that we have that have been very supportive over the last several years is Dillard's.
Oh, okay.
And they have been most gracious in providing.
Is that where the clothes come from?
For the clothes. Well, yeah. We actually, each one of us will be modeling clothes from different places.
Okay.
Some are the smaller boutiques. Mm-hmm. Some are well-known in Tyler and the surrounding area.
Yeah.
So we'll have a variety of clothes that, will be recognized as a company.
Yeah.
And that's just something that we do to raise money. Last year, mm-hmm. we brought in $60,000 from our...
Very good.
Yes, it's our biggest for the year.
Okay.
And so we're hoping to have more than that this year.
You know,
our tickets are more, so we possibly could have more.
There are a lot of people who may not realize there are some very... I don't want to say exclusive because they're not outrageously expensive, but there are some very nice, fairly exclusive clothing operations here, boutiques. And I know when I was over at, I forget which TV station, KTK or KTYX, we got our clothing from Harley's. And, mm-hmm. I said, this is as good as anything I saw in Houston. As nice a place.
Yes.
So, there's some great places here.
Yeah. And their ladies' counterpart, mm-hmm. Harley's, have also been contributors to our fashion shows in the past. I'm not really sure who all is on the docket.
Oh, I understand.
Year,
and I probably shouldn't have plugged anybody, so.
No, but I mean, and I'm just saying, that's a very nice boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have some really great places, and then you're going to find about some things that are just hidden jewels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I try to keep the weight down because I still wear those jackets, so there you go. This is on the 21st, and where's it going to be held?
It's at the Holiday Inn, the Convention Center there on mm-hmm. Broadway, and we have... a very large room. I think maybe we have 340, 360 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
So we've sold most of the elite tables.
Okay.
The $1,000 or the $750.
Oh, darn. I can't pay. Okay.
Well, I think we may have one or two of the $1,000, and we may have three or four of them.
I'll check
the
with
others,
my people.
But, we'd love for you to come or to...
Well, yeah, it's only 4 days after St. Patrick's Day, so I should be recovered. There you go. Now, let's talk about what the auxiliary does.
Okay.
Besides just raise money. Do you guys volunteer with the organization as well?
Well, yes. I mean, we have projects that contribute to everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that most people are familiar is the Angel Tree in the Mall.
Yeah.
That is completely run by the auxiliary.
Okay.
We get the volunteers. We bring the clothing in. Mm-hmm. We distribute it. That's a huge operation of taking the toys that have been returned
mm-hmm.
and then filling the bags for people who weren't, the children weren't taken, or the adults. Yeah. We have an adult distribution as well. And so that's one major thing that we do every year. We also have a week in November that we ring the bell for the Salvation Army.
Okay.
So we'll staff one location for that many days.
Okay.
And we have sales in the fall, the spring, and at Christmas. We have three warehouses that we have our things in. Mm-hmm. The things that we sell are not what you see in the family store.
Right.
Those are a separate line of donations.
Okay.
People donate to us, and in many cases, we get some of the very finest estate sales leftovers.
Okay.
So you'd be amazed at some of the things we have and how low the prices are. We have, it's not unusual to have Waterford crystal.
Ooh.
The finest china, and really nice furniture that has been in a home for 40 years and never moved, and no scratches, and very solid wood, and such as that. We have a clothing, that's our furniture store.
Okay.
And when you walk in, it's laid out like a furniture store.
Again, this is separate from the Salvation Army store most people are familiar with. Yeah.
Yes, no, these buildings are belong to the auxiliary.
Okay.
And they're also used for bikes and things like that for the angel tree during December. But we have the furniture store. Mm-hmm. We have the old Spence building is just like general household merchandise. It's kind of our miscellaneous, everything that doesn't fit somewhere else.
Right.
And we have a clothing store, and it's not unusual to find very lowly priced Brom purses with the tags still on them.
Okay.
All designer clothes and shoes and bags, and we get a wedding dress or two here and there that are just very fine, very lovely, well taken care of. Those are the type of things that we get, and people contribute directly to the auxiliary for that.
I have told my very stylish wife it's time to clean out the closet. Now I know where to take it.
We would love to have it.
Okay. That's something else we want to mention. If you find yourself in the position we're in, and it's time to thin out the herd just a little bit, good cause. Good place to take it.
Well, I'd also like to make people aware that we'll come get it.
Ah.
You have to call the Salvation Army, tell them that you have a donation that you'd like them to pick up. They pick up on Mondays. You have to schedule it. And they'll come by and pick up your merchandise. But the important thing is you have to tell them that this is for the auxiliary.
Okay.
And then it's given directly to the auxiliary.
Or you could take it, just simply take it over there, too.
Well, obviously, they're not open all the time.
Oh, okay.
Roger.
Okay.
There are women volunteers that work 1 to 2 days a week, just getting everything that's donated, processed, and gone through and put into the building for our sales.
Yep.
But they are not open like on a daily basis for people just to shop like the family store is.
Right.
But the things are really fine, and people are so... And then we do that at Christmas, too. We have one that's nothing but Christmas decorations and trees. Last year, we got over 100 trees.
Ooh.
And it looked like... Well, we always have it in the biggest warehouse, and that's the one that houses the furniture store, but it's cleaned out, and it's just nothing. And it looked like a Neiman Marcus warehouse of things. You can't imagine how many things were there
and
displayed.
And when you can find all of this stylish stuff at a bargain price almost... You'll score a lot of points with that.
Oh, yes, and people come back. I've heard people say, this is my 20th sale.
Ah.
You know, I wouldn't miss it, you know.
Well, yeah, and that leaves you more for something else.
I always find something, you know. I always help with the sale, so I will be there. And the good thing on the second day of our sales, everything's half price. So it's at a very good price to begin with. Wow. I went home. Did I need it? No. But I went home with a 14-place, double the accessory pieces of a Noritake china.
Ooh.
And it was there on the second day. And I bought all of that for $87.50.
Wow. Very nice.
You could not buy a plate.
No.
For that.
No, Noritake is
so. I mean, you find
among the best. Yeah.
Well, but you really find, tremendous bargains. You just can't even imagine.
Okay. So, now, what are these sales coming up? Just out of curiosity.
Well, we have a spring sale that's mm-hmm. coming up in April.
Okay.
And I think it's the second. Honestly, maybe the third or fourth week of April. I'm not remembering.
Roughly a month ahead of the style show.
No, after.
Oh, sorry, it's March. I'm sorry, I was thinking May. Yeah.
We have, we have the style show March the 21st.
Right.
And then I think it may be the 25th and 26th, but we'll be back before the spring sale.
Okay.
So we have the spring sale, and after each, we have a fall sale, a spring sale in our warehouses, and then we have the Christmas sale as well. And then all those buildings are emptied for the Angel Tree. We had, don't hold me to a number, but something like 2,700 angels this last year.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say when you were talking about the Angel Tree, I mean, everybody feels wonderful. You take a name off the tree and you buy the kid a toy or a nice warm coat for the winter or for school or whatever. And you forget. Somebody's going to have to deliver that. Mm-hmm. It is a real project. We've been involved media-wise in doing that. It's like Meals on Wheels, except with Christmas gifts, you know.
Well, it is. And basically, everyone, the suggestion is that they need the basic needs. Mm-hmm. They need a coat. They need clothes, you know, like an outfit or two, shoes, coats. And underwear, just the, you know, the most basic of things.
Sure.
And then they have a wish list.
Yeah.
And most people will, you know, even buy the bike. You know, a lot of people want bikes, but every child gets a bike, whether they're come back with the bag or not.
Oh.
We have men's organizations. We have some of the companies here in Tyler that just give bikes, and people can even, instead of take a bag and fill it, they can just contribute money to bikes.
Okay.
And so it's kind of the theory, every kid that wants a bike gets a bike.
Well, what kid doesn't want a bike?
And
money will work just as well as that toy. You know? Maybe even better, because you can get what you need.
Right.
That's a tremendous event, and it's done in a lot of places, but I remember it being done here, to a fairly well. Wonderful job you guys do. And all the money is going to an incredible cause. The Salvation Army is essentially a religious organization.
Yes, it is. That's its basis.
Yeah. I know a little bit of the history. Began in the 1860s in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise was, I don't know why he organized it as an army, but the premise was, it's one thing to preach the gospel to people, but it's hard for them to listen when their stomach is growling.
That's right.
You know? People are more receptive when they're well-fed and they have a place to sleep.
Well, you know, it all goes back to the old song. I remember hearing it in Baptist Vacation Bible School, Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fighting the war against evil. It's a tremendous organization.
And so much good work is done there that people may or may not be aware of. They know about, you know, feeding people. They know about providing shelter for the homeless, for women coming out of a violent relationship, for example, and their children, a place. Where do you go to escape that? Salvation Army provides a lot of that stuff, training and prep and getting you into school and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all available there.
If you've never taken a tour of the Salvation mm-hmm. Army, I would encourage you to. I had no idea until I became a member of the Salvation Army's auxiliary, mm-hmm. and we encourage our ladies, if they haven't seen the tours, to take it, mm-hmm. and it's like half a day, and they serve lunch, and it's amazing. I had no idea. You see the building from Broadway,
yeah.
and it's a huge mm-hmm. complex, and statistically, you know, like last year, they provided beds for almost 30, let's see, it was 32 or 33,000 people here in Tyler.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, just to have the capability of providing mm-hmm. that. And when you go into the rooms just to view what a room is
right.
When they come in, every bed in there has a stuffed animal on it.
Oh.
And on a table, there'll be two or three games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a ball,
yeah.
things like that. And when the children's families leave, they take those. They're theirs, and they're brand new.
Oh, how cool. And it is especially, again, when a woman is exiting, and it's usually a woman, obviously, but when a woman is exiting a dangerous, perhaps, mm-hmm. situation, it's maybe hardest on the kids because they don't understand always if they're too young.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough transition to whatever the next chapter is for that family.
Well, I've just seen over and over just true, authentic expressions of love from the captains and the people mm-hmm. who work mm-hmm. for the Salvation Army here in Tyler. I mean, it's just it is a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be aware, but there are two captains, a man and a woman. They're always married.
Right.
They both have had seminary training. They both preach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple here in Tyler now that is going through the ranks of becoming, you know, they will one day be captains.
Okay.
But they're serving as a couple.
Because I met her not long ago. Yeah. We did an interview as well.
Our captain. Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Captain Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, you know, generally the woman captain also monitors or supervises or however.
Mm-hmm.
She's our leader.
Right.
And our link to the Salvation Army is the captain yeah. that's a lady.
How many... you may have mentioned it earlier. How many women are involved in the auxiliary?
Well, I don't know the exact count. We've had mm-hmm. a lot of new people.
Okay.
Even since we started again mm-hmm. in September. Normally, we meet from September through May, mm-hmm. and then we have the summer off.
Okay.
But it's somewhere probably between 275 and 300 people, I would say.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's a good-sized yeah. organization.
Well, it is, but like any other organization, church, or whatever, not mm-hmm. everybody comes to everything.
Oh, yeah.
But you have
your workhorses, yes.
Well, you have those that just always will show up.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been so fortunate to get some younger women in their 50s, early 60s to
okay.
come, and they're joining and they're serving. So it's really been a great boost to us.
And, you know, sometimes when you read about galas or that sort of thing, you may toss it off as something maybe slightly frivolous. But in this particular case, it is for such a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are helped by the work you guys do. And why not have a little fun doing it? You know, why not do something that people enjoy and will come and donate?
Well, actually, mm-hmm. at our Christmas sale, just on a personal note,
mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed how God blesses me in ways I never think would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually reconnected with a cousin I hadn't seen for 40 years.
Really? Walking around looking at the sale items.
She was buying something, and yeah. I was helping pack up things that were breakables mm-hmm. and whatever. And I wasn't helping her, but someone said her name as she was leaving.
Okay.
And I had been watching her after she came in because I thought she just looked so familiar. I mean, I had not seen her since high school days. And they called her name, and I said, "Did you say Mitzi?" And she said, "Yes." And I ran outside, and it was my cousin.
Whoa.
Her grandfather and my grandmother were brother and sister.
Okay.
So, you know, as children, we didn't live in, they lived in Louisiana and I lived in Arkansas, but yeah, we had big family reunions back at that time, and I knew her from that.
I had family in both states, yeah.
So, a lot of
Louisiana family, particularly.
So that was just kind of like an extra bonus.
That's incredible. That's a good story. That is a very good story. That's a chapter out of a movie. we have the style show.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 21st.
That's right.
Now, do they need to call you? Where or can they go to Salvation Army? Where do we get tickets?
Well, they could do either. But if they want to call me, I'll get them hooked in and help them to get their tickets. They can also call the Salvation Army and just ask, inquire, how can I buy tickets to the style show?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not made up of staff people, but right, we do have staff that we pay part of their salary to support us too. So,
right,
so there's always somebody there that can help them with the tickets as well.
And again, like the sales and all the rest, it's a fun way to do something very, very
right,
good.
Well, and I guess another way too is if they want to look up, just Google the Salvation Army here in Tyler, Texas, there'll be a link that they could buy a ticket from there.
Okay.
If they wanted to go out on the web.
As I just did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the 21st at the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing. And of course, the sales are coming up the rest of the year, periodically.
Well, actually, the only one we have left, we've already had the fall and the Christmas. This will be the spring, and that will be in April.
Well, it's a new year. You will have another fall and another Christmas.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. There you go.
Definitely. So. But, you know, it's just so rewarding. It's just, you just, to help somebody. And I don't know. I think every cell I've worked, I've just been touched by somebody that maybe I just felt God whispering in my ear something kind to say.
Yeah.
To someone that maybe wouldn't be as accepted by some people, and I've just created real bonds with people, and
that's the point of it all.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And also, if you think about what's going on around the country, the fires in California, the floods in the East, the Salvation Army is always there when there's a disaster.
Well, I know that. You know, I didn't realize just how much that's true, but because actually they're there on the scene of the disasters first.
Yeah.
When we had these last storms that hit the Eastern Seaboard, our captains, they did not go at the same time, but Captain Michelle went first, and she was gone 3 to 4 weeks, and ahead of the storm, they were there already set up.
Yep.
So that they were ready to roll after the storm hit. And she came back, and then Captain Jeremy went. But they're, you know, they're high up on teams, and, you know, they can go anywhere in the nation, and when they get there, it'll be made up of other captains to be on that team as well. So.
Well, and this is when a disaster like that happens, we always think of the names that pop into our heads. Yeah, the Red Cross, of course. I mean, FEMA's doing their thing. But we have, you know, Catholic Charities, the Baptist Men's Group, working on houses.
Yes.
All the various denominations work together. And the Salvation Army. Is there?
Well, I think the Salvation Army, you know, basically are being sure that people are fed and they have water and they have a place to sleep. You know, not much different than what they're doing here in Tyler, Texas.
21st, big style show.
March 21st, starts. The silent auction starts at 10:30. Lunch, style show, silent auction. It's a great bargain. We have tickets on sale. You can look at the Salvation Army website and find a link there, the one that's specifically for Tyler.
Johnny McDaniel, thank you so much.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.